Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Jessica Flandro. The Mississippi River is a popular destination and navigation corridor for commercial and private boaters alike. For Quad City residents, the mighty Mississippi is an icon and a source of recreation. The navigation stairs in Leech Park Bettendorf are a riverway art project that pays tribute to the river by representing the Mississippi's lock and dam system. Panels at the top of 15 steps correspond to locks and dams on the river and the river's descending levels of elevation as it flows towards the Gulf. 29 locks and dams span the river from St. Paul, Minnesota to St. Louis, Missouri. Boaters must take care when approaching locks and avoid restricted areas. Red lights signal the lock is not available and to stay clear. Yellow lights indicate that the lock is being made ready, and green lights mean the lock is ready. Boaters should enter the lock chamber with no wake, hold on to the lines provided, and shut off the boat motor. Colored buoys mark the channel and help with navigation. While traveling upstream, the green buoy will be on the port or left side, and the red buoy will be on the starboard or right side. While heading downstream, they will be opposite. Always be sure to use caution while navigating the river, because not all areas are marked. Buoys may float off location, and the river is ever-changing. While enjoying a day on the river, also be aware of hazards that one may encounter. Wing dams are unmarked structures such as rock piles that are often just below the waterline and can sometimes be spotted by ripples on the surface. Towboats have many blind spots and can take more than a mile and a half to stop. Give towboats and barges a wide berth because they can pull both swimmers and boats into and under them. Sandbars can trap boats and damage motors, and stumps may also be lying just below the waterline. High water can result in fast currents and floating debris, while low water can reveal hazards such as wing dams that were safely passable with high water. Finally, dams present an obvious danger, and boaters should always take care not to be swept over them. Boaters downstream of the dam should also beware of recirculating currents created by the dam that can draw a boat upstream into them. Safe navigation can be learned, and doing so will assure that boaters enjoy riding on one of the nation's largest and most respected rivers.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.